Hello, everyone. I have an announcement. This is my last podcast. This is my last podcast because I've accepted a job that I'm very excited about. I can't announce it yet because it needs to be announced by the person who's about to bring me on. However, I got to tell you, I can't wait till for this next phase of my life and career. However, I'm very sad to say that because my new job will take up all of my time, I need to wind down my podcast interviews. And here's what I'm doing as a next step. I'm going to keep my website up because I've got tons of free resources for you, the donor who cares so much about making your money matter. And I also have resources for you, my nonprofit friend who wants to make a difference and raise money effectively. Most of those courses that I have are pretty evergreen, like timeless. So get on there, look at my resources, and they're 100% free for you. I'm also on my blog going to theme my favorite podcasts. So I'll have a blog that'll talk about how to give well to Indigenous communities and include all the podcast interviews I did with experts around that issue. And I'll continue to do that with other themes like donor advised funds and what are they all about. I did a bunch of interviews there. I did a bunch of interviews around disaster philanthropy, and the list goes on. So you can check out my blog and my website for that. So I will be winding down my business. Like I said, I'll keep up my website for at least a year or two, I'm hoping, unless it seems that my materials are actually getting outdated. And once that happens, then I'll start shutting that down. But I think that you really still could get a lot out of those pieces. And in this last final podcast episode, I've interviewed Sean, and I would love you to listen to our conversation. So here, have a listen. Thanks. Sean, can you talk to me more about Nonprofit Fixer?
Yeah, my business was really born out of an interest in making sure that nonprofit leaders have all the resources and tools that they need to thrive. We've dedicated our lives to service. There isn't really a lot of onboarding, orientation, and tools that are out there for us. We're all kind of making it up as we go along. So I'm a big believer that nonprofit leaders need support. I've been working in nonprofits for 32 years now, almost 33 years. And around 7 years ago or so, I was in between work in nonprofit organizations as an executive director and just decided I really wanted to turn my knowledge into training and tools and handouts and resources. And it has really grown. So now I sell downloads and tools and resources and checklists and worksheets, but also courses on how to run nonprofits, how to fundraise, and how to build a board. But the main part of my work now is definitely coaching and training and consulting with nonprofits, ranging from fundraising all the way up to planning and strategy and board development.
That's so great. So let's talk to my listeners about what we're going to do together here. And it's a really important next step. So if you're already on my email list and signed up in any way, shape, or form, you're going to get a letter from us, a joint letter from both Sean and me, and we're going to talk to you about what we're doing together next. I wanted you to have the opportunity, my listeners and my wonderful folks who follow me, to still get some new trainings and new information that Sean is always working on. So I wanted to point you in that direction.
Yeah, I think that one of the ways that this synergy is really perfect is that we're both committed to creating free and inexpensive resources for people. So I have a terrific free tools page on my website where folks can come and get all the stuff I've created. And hopefully soon some of your resources will be on my site also. So there'll be some crossover and absolutely some synergy between your tools and my tools and resources, high quality resources for the movement, for philanthropists and for fundraisers and other nonprofit leaders. In addition to that, there will be other content we'll be folding in from your shop to ours and making sure that this information, this incredible body of knowledge and body of work that you've created over the years does not go away and that people can benefit from it.
Thanks so much, Sean. Okay, let's get to the fun stuff as well. Tell me about some of your favorite trainings and materials that you've done at Nonprofit Fixer that people can look forward to when they start visiting your site.
Well, I think they kind of break into three or four areas, the first of which is executive director training or leadership training. And what that really means is taking a look at the 10 top areas that an executive director of a public charity, foundations are a little different, but a public charity has maybe 10 main areas that an executive director has to master or at least be familiar with. And so I do trainings around these different elements. So it really does, for the first time ever, give nonprofit leaders a roadmap for how to run a nonprofit. And I have decks and I have like 40 plus tools that people get. My main premier training is called the Executive Director Bootcamp, which really lets you level up your nonprofit leadership skills in 4.5 hours. So you can watch the entire course in 4.5 hours, implement the tools, and get an accelerated learning path toward what exactly is your job and what is someone else's job, like the board or your staff. Another great set of trainings I have fall into the board training world, and I call these like build a rock star board. The number one challenge I think we have in nonprofits is disengaged boards. Fundraising is actually secondary in my mind. Part of the problem of fundraising is that we don't have an active board helping. I think a lot of executive directors would be happier if their board was just participating a lot more, even if they weren't hitting their fundraising goals, but just trying all the time. That would just create terrific morale. So we talk about building a rock star board. How do you get your board engaged and in their lane so they're not micromanaging, but also not totally checked out, and giving them the proper tools to succeed? Because most boards complain they never got an orientation and they really haven't been held to high standards. So there's some executive director training, some board training, and then in the realm of fundraising, some of them are really fun because we use psychology a lot in fundraising. How do you use certain tips and tricks and insights when you're engaging with a funder and donor to understand what's happening in that room that people really give to people? And that when you're creating a pitch, you're really trying to ignite the fire in their belly, right? So I have trainings around Major Gifts Masterclass, where when you're sitting down with a major donor, how to unlock that gift. I have another one called Perfect Pitch, which is really about helping you construct the different elements of what goes into the actual ask. And then I have other trainings around fundraising that really deal with a wide range of issues like your annual report or the anatomy of an ask, the different elements that go into the eventual approach to a donor, because that's the number one area for donations for most nonprofits is individual gifts. So those are some of the areas, but I also have some fun ones like media skills and the 4-day work week, how to implement the 4-day work week. I really do believe that's the future of work, is doing a little bit more self-care and right-sizing of the workload for nonprofit staff.
Sean, that rocks. Thank you. And just to be clear with everybody, my website will stay up for the near future. All of my Do Your Good materials will be absolutely free. And I am endorsing Sean's amazing work because I don't want you to stop learning. I want you to go someplace and be supported by someone who I just trust. Sean, you were the first person I interviewed for my podcast. That was years ago. And it's with such mixed emotions that I am thinking about how this is my last podcast for a while. And you're the last person that I've interviewed because, as you guys can all tell, probably Sean is a dear friend and I think he's going to do great in the future. And also to be clear that Sean has both paid and free resources on his site. None, if you buy any of his resources, none of that goes to Do Your Good. It's all to Nonprofit Fixer because, like I said, I am winding down any for-profit part of my business. But wonderful to talk with you, Sean. And I really want all of my nonprofit friends to continue to learn and grow. I care about you all so, so much. I hope that our paths do cross in the future.
Yeah, thank you for that. Like, I'm really excited. I think that your brand and your audience and your wisdom and everything you've created with this business will never fully go away, right? The business might be entering into a new phase where things are transitioning to a new home, but I really do believe that we're going to see more of you in the future. And that there's going to be some point where you're going to continue being a national leader on nonprofit issues and that you're not really going away. This is a pause for you, I hope.
Thanks for saying that, Sean. Yeah, I have so much energy. I'm going to be around for a long, 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 long time doing lots of things. Thanks, friend.